This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've done this show now, I think, well over 200 times. And for the first time, I come into this with good news. I mean, you've already heard it there. You've already heard it. On Thursday, the single greatest living American used the occasion of his 74th birthday to remind us of his greatness. And he did this by issuing a single piece of writing that, at least thus far, best encapsulates and defines his career as one of the most towering constitutionalists in the history of the Republic. Now, it's unfortunate that Justice Clarence Thomas, an intellectual trailblazer of an originalist constitutional interpretive methodology, who recently celebrated, I mean, he's been on, I remember when he was a frequent guest on Rush Limbaugh, when he was a new Supreme Court justice, recently celebrated his 30th anniversary on the Supreme Court last fall, and until Thursday, he had never penned a court majority opinion that law students and legal practitioners could readily point to as his signature achievement. This is his juridical magnum opus, if you will. Much of his most impactful and certainly culturally salient writings have come into set, and he has, of course, had ample opportunity to write majority opinions over the span of his illustrious tenure. But those majority opinions have typically come in more arcane legal realms such as habeas corpus. And all of this changed with the 63-page majority opinion in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case, which is this Supreme Court term's marquee Second Amendment case. Thomas's majority opinion, which came a mere 2 days after the formal release of Michael Pack and Mike Paletti's new book, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, extends a natural intellectual arc from his prior writings in this hotly contested jurisprudential area. In 2008, he signed on to the late Justice Antonin Scalia's majority decision in the Heller case, which is for the first time in the court's history established the Second Amendment secures an individual right to possess a firearm. He wrote a prolific concurrence to the 2010 McDonald case, which incorporated the Second Amendment's substantive gun-owning right against the 50 states. And then, after that, Second Amendment activists were hung out to dry. They were abandoned. The court repeatedly denied writs of certiorari in gun cases, refusing to provide unifying clarity as to the scope of the substantive individual right to keep and bear arms that they secured in Heller and McDonald. And Thomas himself frequently dissented from the court's denials, objecting to the court's post-McDonald treatment of the Second Amendment as a second-class right. Brilliant phrase to employ there. And in Bruin, Justice Thomas is vindicated. And yes, I have the busy throat. Excuse me. The court invalidated New York State's impermissibly restrictive licensing regime, which required you to demonstrate proper cause simply in order to carry a concealed handgun outside the home. So, in other words, to fulfill the bare component of the Second Amendment's textually straightforward right to keep and bear arms provision. Many of the post-McDonald tests that the lower courts had devised in the absence of the Supreme Court's clarity on the subject, like the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit's infamous two-step test that amounts to a mere means and balancing test justifying a slew of restrictive gun control measures are now jeopardized. More specifically, the court's ruling only implicates the may-issue concealed carry licensing regimes that are employed by six blue states. Shall issue and permitless carry states, which now predominate due to the conservative political victories in that space, are untouched by this decision. The conclusion of his majority opinion returned, as expected, to first principles. He writes, "We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government some special need. That is not how the First Amendment works when it comes to unpopular speech or the free exercise of religion. It's not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against them. And it's not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to the public carry for self-defense." That is that's such an uncluttered statement. Entirely logical. This is what came out of the 6-justice majority in Bruin. Justice Stephen Breyer, on behalf of the court's 3 liberals in dissent, was forced to rely upon tendacious invocations of recent gun-related tragedies and a banal recitation of other Democratic National Committee-style gun control talking points. And it represents a rather... It's not the way you want to go out when you're about to be retiring as a Supreme Court justice, let's just put it that way. Better left unsaid. Bruin's opinion is also a particularly welcome development, given that it was rendered on the same day that 15 Republican senators joined forces with Democrats to break a filibuster on the Senate's misguided piece of compromise gun legislation, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. By all accounts, that bill, which includes such noxious provisions as federal taxpayer subsidization of states' red flag laws, which means they're going to take your money from you and then pay the states to have these in your local area, that appears like it's going to pass, and that is deeply unfortunate. But take solace in the fact that Bruin's logical extension of the Second Amendment individual right found in Heller represents a bigger long-term development for the country. This is a huge event. This is one of these things where we sit back and we say, what were you doing on that day? Do you remember what you were doing when you found that out? And Clarence Thomas, of course, you know, bless him. And as the case may be, he may have a chance to one-up his Bruin handiwork and establish a new career-defining magnum opus, majority opinion, just next term. The constitutionality of race-conscious affirmative action programs, a longtime Thomas bugaboo. That's going to be on the chopping block for the Supreme Court then as well, not to mention what's about to come up with Roe versus Wade. So we're going to see. We're going to see. And but, you know, while we're sitting here, we do have problems within the Republican Party as far as them getting out there and saying, hey, we're going to join with it because we must do something. And then you contrast this with the pure simplicity of what Thomas has rendered in the Bruin case, and you understand that the Bill of Rights is actually a very simple document, and it's not something to be interpreted. It's something to be followed. And the Supreme Court, which, thanks to President Donald Trump, got us three of these 6 votes. For the left, this is the comet coming in, the big extinction level event for them has crashed on their surface, because now you have a right to bear arms, and that's all under strict scrutiny. All that's been put in place, this is just huge. So pat yourself on the backs, because you have withered the storm. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, welcome back. I've been clearing my throat a lot trying to get that out of the way. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Right now, the left is in a meltdown over this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin case. You've got the very defiant Governor Kathy Hochul, who's going to do other stuff. We've only just begun. We're still getting over a rampage. Well, no, that's a mass shooting. People are still getting, this is so hurtful. Hey, you know, nobody's standing up and holding their hand up going, excuse me, Governor, didn't this rampage killer in your case, didn't he buy a New York compliant AR-15 that he passed a background check on? Didn't that happen? Yeah. Didn't you guys, wasn't he on your radar, Governor? Here's the problem. The left regards you as needing guidance. The left regards you as... In their perfect world, we would basically be working in sort of a matrix, if you would, except without the benefit of being completely unaware of what's going on. And having a really cool video game playing in our head of our life, whatever that's supposed to look like. The problem with that is that the United States is an armed country. And it is just affirmed, despite what the left says, despite, you know, when the Supreme Court came out with Roe versus Wade, and decided that somewhere in the Constitution there was an implication or inference that you have a woman has a right to kill an unborn baby. And let me qualify that. There are some instances where I could see where that would be a medical thing that needs to be done. There are some things I could see where it might be a thing that should be done in the case of, say, you being a female being raped and impregnated during the rape. I don't know how often that happens. But I could see where there would be certain instances where that would be something to pursue. But we know that the founder, you know, Margaret Sanger, she was a eugenics person. She looked at black people as an inferior race. And in the beginning, that was what it was aimed at. And then... you know, Hitler took a look at it and said, well, I could just use this to just erase everybody that just doesn't fit my mold. I want to have the master race. So this is what happens when you get out there and you start, you know, going a little bit beyond your lane, shall we say, when it comes to government, which government does all the time. They get out of their lane and take over the whole highway. But I digress. They're upset right now because the people that they think need their guidance, who are armed, now also, you have a legal right. It's been affirmed you have a legal right to carry firearms outside the home in public for self-defense. Now, what does that mean? Well, in these blue cities, where we had the 2020 Summer of Love, that means if that had been in place then, some of this stuff that occurred might not have occurred. Because there would have been an armed citizenry out in the streets. Now, that doesn't mean that that would have meant Armageddon. Most people who carry guns are very law-abiding. Do everything they can to avoid trouble. But that's, you know... The left understands what's happened here. One of the last battles in the fight to maintain our gun rights has been decided, and we won. Half the nation is permitless carry now. Every state's going to be forced to adopt a shall-issue carry law. So, if you, there's going to be certain requirements they have, like a safety course or something like that. But what it boils down to is that if you can pass a background check and buy a gun, you are now eligible for a carry permit. And the left is going ballistic over this. Democrats went nuts. They read Clarence Thomas's opinion, then that triggered them even more. This, and make no mistake about this, this expanded civil rights across the board. Now, that doesn't mean that, There's no racial component to this. But this was sort of tempered by these Republicans, which I'm simply scratching my head over them. My senior senator, he voted for it. I'm sure that if I were to call his office, I would get some dance from his staff, because the more I deal with political staffs, the more I don't want to deal with them. They're trying to expand red flag laws, which a red flag law is a violation of due process. That's all it is. And that's it creates a whole bunch. It's a violation of the 4th, 6th, 2nd, 14th. And we were told that this bill that they rammed through is going to enhance public safety. It's going to do nothing of the sort. It's going to incentivize government overreach. And they're going to, now instead of trying to create these big groups, you know, like veterans over the age of 70, or people that are on Social Security that are in wheelchairs, or whatever it is, they, you know, whenever they try to create an ID for somebody, the ID politics thing. Now they've decided, well, we'll just do this on an individual basis. So they want to strip you of your Second Amendment right individually. Now, John Cornyn, who is the author of this bill, or the Republican cohort, thinks that he won a victory. He thinks that this was actually a great chess move, right? This is not, and in all honesty, this is not that big, because now you pick up the phone and you call your state, and you say, you call your state government, and you say, don't you dare implement a red flag law. And that part of it becomes blunted. The other part about the enhanced background check, I don't know what that looks like. They don't know what that looks like. And this is only applying to people 21 to 18. That's a very short window in time when you think about it. When you get to be my age, from 18 to 21, that was over with in the blink of an eye. I can't remember most of what I did. I don't know if that's good or bad. But your 15 GOP yays on the gun bill are Blunt, Burr, Capito, Cassidy, Collins, Cornyn, Ernst, Graham, McConnell, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, Tillis, Toomey, and Young. And again, I'm reminded that I hate these squishy types, and this is how we got Trump. Keep it up, brothers. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The president assures women seeking abortions will have the support of his administration.
I will do all of my power to protect a woman's right in states where they will face the consequences of today's decision.
Around 22,000 illegal immigrants are being turned away at the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott didn't say when the turnback happened, but also claims it's proof Operation Lone Star is a success. He also says a multiple agency operation has resulted in over 265 illegal immigrant arrests with almost 14,000 felony charges. The Dow gained 823 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News. Florida is donating $1 million toward building a memorial for the victims of the Surfside condo collapse. Governor Ron DeSantis and First Lady Jill Biden gathering at a remembrance ceremony marking 1 year since the Champlain Tower South collapsed. DeSantis says he saw the entire community mobilized to help support the families following the tragedy. The state's budget includes funding toward a memorial that can be built on the site of the collapse. New home sales are on the upswing for the first time this year. The Commerce Department saying sales of new single-family homes jumped 10.7% in May to an annual rate of 696,000 units. The gain surprised industry experts given the steady rise in home prices and mortgage rates. The Avalanche are on the verge of their first Stanley Cup since 2001. Colorado hosts the Lightning tonight in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in Denver. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, the last thing I would do if I was a senator in the U.S. Senate would be to vote on anything, vote with Mitt Romney on anything, or Lisa Murkowski. I honestly believe that some of these guys, like I had Paul Vallone on the Thursday edition, Paul Vallone of Grassroots North Carolina, had him on the Thursday edition of Lock and Load, and I honestly believe that some of these senators think two things. One, 6-year term. Two, since they're the upper house, I think that they think that we elect them because of their superior IQ, like their con or something. I don't know. But right about now, I need to know Senator John Cornyn is high. I mean, now, with these guys that are out there that are Republicans that go this way, that they represent Washington, the Washington Post or something. They're not representing their states. Has Cornyn been doing bong hits or blasting rails or chasing the dragon and or dropping acid? Is he hopped up on goofballs? Because this is the least worst explanation for this circular firing squad that he presided over this week in D.C., The reason I go with that is because that is actually an explanation that you can, you know, if you're on drugs, you can get off of drugs. But the alternative explanations are permanent. We're standing here right now, this very minute, on the verge of a huge red tsunami in November. And let's be clear, I think that's still going to happen despite what they have done with this stupid bill, simply because you're still going to the gas pumps, you're still going to the grocery store. Everything you buy is still very, very expensive. It's crazy, the inflation. And inflation is going to be a very big deciding factor. Right now, though, Once thought impossible seats in places like Colorado and Washington State may be within reach because of the incredible incompetence of Grandpa Badfinger. And everything is set for a massive repudiation of the left by an activated and angry GOP base, supplemented with independents who have had enough of this junk. And then John Cornyn decides what the Republican voters really want is, drumroll, gun control. Ta-da. The Democrats are hemorrhaging, and Jay Korn decides to stop the bleeding. It's like Bruce Willis reaching down and grabbing Hans Gruber's hand so he doesn't fall off of Nakatomi Plaza. You gotta let him go splat, dude. And if that's not enough, then there are reports of Cornyn peacocking across the Senate floor as he enjoys his first and last moment in the national limelight, then tells a Dem colleague, next we'll do immigration. Yes, if you count yourself as a Republican as I do, let's get out there and pass the agenda we've all been demanding. Gun grabbing and amnesty. When I look at him now, I think of Lloyd Bridges in Airplane when he goes, this looks like the wrong day to have quit sniffing glue. Because it seems like he's still sniffing glue. Or rather, I wish he were sniffing glue. This is a Republican senator who in 2013... pushed for national concealed carry reciprocity and got the most votes in the Senate that day when Barack Obama thought he had the wind at his back and was going to push through all kinds of unconstitutional gun control. Why would this guy collaborate with Chuck Schumer to make all the leftist fantasies come true and give them a win when they're on the eve of ultimate destruction? Is he just stupid? I mean, it's not like there are no stupid senators. Mazie Hirono is a famously dense senator. Edward Markey is practically a clinical moron. And former senator from NBNA, Joe Biden, as well. Joe Biden, you know. So now you're thinking, how could a former Texas Supreme Court justice be a halfwit? We all know that no judge has ever been a dummy. That pause was because I had to bring my eyes back from rolling 360 degrees. That's very painful. I didn't want to scream into the mic. That's the kind of explanation that I keep trying to put together. And then there's one other. Maybe he's just a traitor. Perhaps he's not just a rhino, but an active, willing undercover agent of the Democrat Party. Do we really think that? I mean, to believe that John Cornyn believes in Democrat policies presumes that he believes in anything at all other than the power and the glory of John Cornyn. And maybe that's it. Maybe he wants to replace Mitch McConnell as Senate Majority Leader when the murder turtle finally withdraws into his shell for good. And this is his chance to get out of cocaine Mitch's shadow and do something all by himself. And what better than one of these bipartisan scams that the rubes back in the sticks love so much? He'll get a favorable write-up from the Washington Post for this. This is why they represent WAPO. He had the courage to stand up to the NRA. He had the, which actually works out to be that he had the courage to completely screw over the people who sent him to the swamp. Because he's a statesman, damn it! And he single-handedly brought us a great, wonderful, terrific deal in which we got nothing, but the Dems did not get everything they wanted. This is the same, you know, these people that love to negotiate. See, some of these senators think that this is a game. They get out there, and he probably thinks he was quite clever. Lindsey Graham thinks he's quite clever. These guys that get out here and play this and get out there and say, well, you know, we didn't really do anything, which is true. I want to know what an enhanced background check is going to look like. Because the background check in and of itself is a scam. You get that right. A background check tells if you have a criminal background. Right? But somebody with a criminal background already knows that he can just, you know, talk to one of his boys and somebody will pull up and throw open a trunk and he's got a couple of guns there he can pick from and he'll pick one. They're not out there looking for the latest Glock because it has front serrations on it. They're looking for a gun. Some ammo, a way to feed it the ammo. Criminals don't have gun collections. But this is the ego of John Cornyn on display. And it's the ego of some of these other guys out there. An ego trip by a guy who had long been playing second fiddle to the master of the Senate. And Mitch gave the Frito Corleone of the Senate something to do besides pick people up from the airport. And this is the result. There's some mental health stuff and some other things that are not insane in it. But why not pass those without a green light for every leftist judge in America to strip somebody of their rights based on the whining of some leftists? Is he really telling us the justice system is going to protect our rights? We've all seen this dual-track system take the root over the last decade. We understand we're on the wrong side of the tracks. So, with this great compromise, what exactly did we get? We got rolled. And we got nothing in return. Not national carrier reciprocity, not suppressor deregulation, not even a law stopping Badfinger from preventing Lake City ammo plant from selling 5.56 rounds. We didn't even get a national shotgun day. We got nothing. And Mitch is standing up with him, but what else is he going to do? Fess up that he messed up. He gave the keys to the Buick to Junior, and the kid promptly wrapped it around a telephone pole. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to make making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
All right, one more time. And then I'm getting on the flexion release or relief table and being torn into. or I'm going to see my chiropractor. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the funniest things I've ever seen was the reaction of the Hillary Clinton supporters when it became apparent that she had lost the presidential election. The screaming, the gnashing of the teeth and everything. It became its own social media phenomenon. And with this Supreme Court decision, we're having the same thing. Now understand this, the people that don't want you to have guns are a minority. They may live in places and control places that are population hubs, but as far as the way the federal system works, the republic, they are in a very small minority. In 43 states, the government issues permits to carry based on objective criteria. In six states, including New York, the government further conditions the issuance of a license to carry on a citizen's showing of some additional special need. Now, Clarence Thomas correctly pointed out, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. And I reiterate, that's not how the First Amendment works. It's not how the Sixth Amendment works. And it's not how the Second Amendment worked when it comes to the public carry for self-defense. Now, in New York, they had something called, it was called the Sullivan Act, and then I think it was further codified a couple of years later. But they've had something in place since 1913 requiring citizens to require or specify in detail their particular need for carrying a gun in order to get a license to carry one in public. Now, right now, every New Yorker has that a particular need and could demonstrate it merely by pointing outside. And because crime is up in these blue cities, crime has skyrocketed in these blue cities. Now, in addition to New York, California, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, all have similar laws that are likely to be challenged as a result of the Supreme Court ruling. Illinois, which you probably would say, well, what about Chicago, Bill? Well, they actually have shall issue. D.C. has shall issue. I don't know how they're actually administered, but they have it. Now, of course, what this means is that for the gun grabbers, or for the people that are ignorant, or for the people that are just stupid, they think that supporting New York's law prevented crime and opening this up is going to lead to more crime in the street. So the news of this decision incurred the wrath of a who's who on the left, like Joe Biden. He said he was deeply disappointed by the Supreme Court's decision, which he said contradicts both common sense and the Constitution and should trouble us all. Try reading that, Joe. New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams said he would review other ways to restrict gun access, such as by tightening the application process for buying firearms and looking at bans at certain locations. What if you move into New York and you already have your own gun collection there? Huh? New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul called the decision frightful in its scope, its language shocking, and said the court was turning this nation and our ability to protect our citizens back to our founding fathers. What's wrong with that? Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg criticized the decision in a statement saying it severely undermines public safety, not just in New York City, but around the country. Take a look in the mirror, punk. And then the Penguin got out there, Representative Jerry Nadler, said this endangers New Yorkers and made them less safe. Then there's the showbiz stars who, of course, got on Twitter right away, like Bette Midler. Don't tell me this SCOTUS isn't completely partisan. Shame, shame, shame on the conservative members of this ridiculous, laughable court. Barbara Streisand. In a country reeling from gun violence, the GOP extremists in the Supreme Court now overrule the rights of local governments to try and protect citizens. Truly a disgraceful ruling, while the justices themselves want protections against people with guns. Of course, Sulu had to get in on it. So let me get this straight. A state has the right to restrict abortions, but doesn't have the right to restrict firearms. Is that what we have now in these United States? Filmmaker Rob Reiner, which I know him better as Meathead from, All in the Family. He put out there, the Supreme Court just made death by firearms more convenient. Comedian Albert Brooks. This morning, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that Americans can carry concealed weapons without any rules. Can we chip in and buy them a television set? Actor Jeffrey Wright also expressed displeasure, except not outside the home of a Supreme Court justice. Just 2 weeks ago, big no-no, ain't life funny? Well, you notice that there's a law, Jeffrey, against trying. There's a law about trying to intimidate judges in place already. But they were not objecting to people with guns being outside of their house. They are objecting to people with guns being outside of their house threatening them, Jeffrey. I myself cannot afford a personal security detail. I can, however, afford a handgun. For most of us, that is the only affordable method of self-defense, especially in cities plagued by crime due to misgovernance by Democrat leaders. The idea that a bunch of law-abiding people can't exist in the same space and carry guns and not shoot each other over space on the sidewalk, which has never proven to be true, is stupid. I'm getting older. I'm 61. I'm going to be elderly one day. I'm back in the martial arts right now, but I mean, okay. I still might use my martial art to do something with a flourish to gain a little space, and then I'm going to the gun. Pointing a gun at an assailant has a deterrent effect. When you're looking at a gun barrel being pointed at you, which I've never had the displeasure of having that happen to me, I can only imagine that it looks like a drainage ditch pointing your way, no matter what the caliber is. When you take away guns, when you tell all citizens that they can't have them, that means women are now at a disadvantage. The elderly are now at a disadvantage. And start doing the breakdowns of the various subgroups from there. Very few of us are MMA fighters. even MMA fighters would tell you that fighting in the street is a completely different thing than fighting in a ring. So when you are in a situation where there are no rules and where there is no one to stop somebody from hurting you and where there's no one to, there's no way to know, does he just want my wallet or is he going to kill me? You don't have a lot of choices unless you are some supreme bulletproof MMA fighter who knows how to win every fight, which that doesn't exist, by the way. Taking away firearms endangers lives, and it enables crimes like theft and robbery and battery and sexual assault, murder, kidnapping. So here's a suggestion for all of those who are outraged, from Joe Biden to Jeffrey Wright. Suspend all of your security and show me how it's done. Show me how you remain safe without something armed between you, whether it's your hand or your security detail. Biden could order his White House security team to leave and never return. Take down the fences, take down the gates, dismiss the National Guard. Lawmakers who support gun control can pass a bill that removes all their security in Washington, their places of work, their homes in their home state. The New York City mayor and New York governor can suspend their security. Each and every Hollywood star who was outraged should give up their armed security. Give up your gun. Lead by example. Now, if this only digs deeper, this is a Marie Antoinette syndrome that has afflicted many of the rich and powerful, and it seems very contagious. During the pandemic, most of the elites supported the draconian lockdowns. They lived comfortably within their spacious property, and they didn't care how regular people were affected. In fact, they mocked those who called for an easing of a lockdown. And I want you to think about this. How hard is it to exist in a beautiful 5,000 square foot enclosure with a yard the size of a block, with a pool, with all these other things? How hard is that? Lead by example or shut up. And with that, I go away. I'll be back next week. Stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.